Chapter 11. The fillies whipped their heads toward the voice. It was Auntie Eclipse.
When did she come in the greenhouse? Scootaloo wondered.
Had she just been hiding there all along?
That is, there isn't a cure, unless you know me.
Auntie Eclipse chuckled uproariously. Scootaloo laughed too, though she wasn't sure what was so funny. She was just glad to know that there was a way to get rid of the olden pony.
Follow me. Let's have some tea and a nice chat,
Auntie Eclipse said, making her way out of the greenhouse. Lily Moon and Amber Moon followed their aunt, and after a moment, the Crusaders did too. Auntie Eclipse led the young ponies to the library. It smelled like dust and age and books. Light filtered down through grimy windows and cobwebbed shelves, casting eerie spotlights. Scootaloo knew that Auntie Eclipse usually didn't let visitors into this place, but today the strange old pony seemed downright social. Auntie Eclipse patted some moth-eaten cushions and invited the fillies to sit. Apple Bloom plopped down on one and a huge puff of dust exploded from it. She sneezed loudly. Scootaloo decided to just stand.
Get the tea tray, would you, dear?
Auntie Eclipse asked Amber Moon. Are you sure that's a good idea? Lily Moon began, but Auntie Eclipse turned a sour eye on her niece and she fell silent. Amber Moon returned with a tray of strange small sandwiches and what appeared to be raisin cookies. Scootaloo watched as Sweetie Belle politely took one and then dropped it in shock as the raisins moved.
On second thought, we're not very hungry, Sweetie Belle said.
So much for trying to be polite, Scootaloo thought. Auntie Eclipse poured tea for every pony, but none of them took a sip.
It's so nice you young ponies came to visit me, Auntie Eclipse smiled.
It seemed to Scootaloo that she'd forgotten why they were all there in the first place.
We're hoping you can tell us more about the fear fern. Why did it affect all of us when only Scootaloo touched it? And can you give us the cure?
Amber Moon gently prompted her aunt.
Your father has been breeding especially strong fear ferns. Normally, they only work on the pony who touches them, but Blue Moon's ferns are contagious. This little Pegasus,
Auntie Eclipse said, shaking an admonishing hoof at Scootaloo,
infected every pony she touched with her fear spores.
Scootaloo gasped. Not only was the olden pony's appearance her fault, she'd spread the problem to her friends too.
You said there was a cure,
Lily Moon reminded Auntie Eclipse.
So I did, so I did,
the old pony nodded.
Got it off a travelling sales pony from Saddle Arabia many moons ago.
She rummaged around in a weathered cabinet and pulled out a vial of blue liquid. Auntie Eclipse held it up to her eye and shook the bottle. Then she nodded.
Should be just enough for you five in here.
Scootaloo's heart sank.
You five? She asked weakly.
Auntie Eclipse turned her sharp gaze on Scootaloo.
Well, yes. How many ponies did you touch, dear?
Scootaloo started to count.
Both of my aunts, and Pinkie Pie, and the cakes when we were looking for Rainbow Dash, and Rainbow Dash, and Rarity, Miss Cheerily, Big Macintosh, Featherweight, all the ponies in line at the market when we squeezed past them, Amber Moon added.
Don't forget the ponies on the train, Apple Bloom chimed in, and all the ponies we passed in the stands at the Canterlot Wonderbolt show, and the announcer,
Sweetie Belle said, her eyes getting huge.
So, a lot,
Lily Moon finished. Auntie Eclipse clucked her tongue.
Oh dear, that's bad. You see, if enough ponies believe in the same fear, it becomes a permanent part of our world. The same way a strong friendship can create magic. In this case, a shared fright feeds strength to whatever is feared. Your olden pony just went from being a foal's ghost story to a real problem.
Scootaloo plopped down on a cushion in defeat, ignoring the dust that plumed up around her. She'd unleashed a terror on Ponyville, maybe even on Canterlot, and there was no way to stop it.